Pope Benedict XVI's midday Angelus reflections this Sunday returned once again to the subject of death, one that is often obscured in contemporary culture, but one that nonetheless pervades everyday life.
In today's Gospel, Jesus invites us to be prepared, like the wise maidens, for the definitive encounter with him who will come to complete his work of salvation at the end of time.
In explaining the meaning of the Gospel and readings, the Holy Father noted that the difference between believers and non-believers on death is definitive, because those who believe in God, who is love, live and die in hope. This, he added, is an important point, particularly in today's world.
Se togliamo Dio, se togliamo Cristo, il mondo ripiomba.
He said, if we remove God, if we take away Christ, the world will fall back into a void and darkness. And this is also reflected in the expressions of contemporary nihilism, an often subconscious nihilism that unfortunately plagues many young people.
Vera sapienza è.
True wisdom, Pope Benedict said, means taking advantage of our mortal life to carry out works of mercy, because after our death, it will no longer be possible. When we are reawakened for the last judgment, it will be based on the love we practiced in our earthly life. And this love is the gift of Christ poured out in us by the Holy Spirit. Those who believe in God, who is love, carry within an invincible hope, like a lamp with which to cross the night after death and reach the great celebration of life. In his greetings to pilgrims following the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict's thoughts turned to northwestern Italy, and in particular the city of Genoa, devastated by flash flooding that has claimed 6 lives this weekend.
Il pensiero oggi non può non andare alla città di Genova.
5 of the victims, including 2 children, died when the lobby of an apartment block in which they had sought shelter flooded. Another woman was crushed by cars being swept away by the torrents of water. The Holy Father prayed, "Today our thoughts go to the city of Genoa, hard hit by flooding." The Holy Father assured the victims, their families, and those who have suffered serious damage of his prayers, and prayed that Our Lady of the Guard support the dear population of the city as they commit themselves through solidarity to overcoming this trial. Finally, Pope Benedict greeted the English-speaking pilgrims present in St. Peter's Square.
May the light of faith always guide us, and may the gift of Christian love grow strong in our hearts and in our deeds as we journey in the eternal wedding feast. I wish you all a blessed day in Rome and a blessed Sunday.
I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.